Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, some people are hyper aware of this. Most of us probably oblivious to it. How clean is your hotel room? More precisely, are there some parts of the room cleaner than others? Someone who should know this well is the hotelier and co-host of At Your Service, John Brennan. Afternoon, John.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Would it be the case, John, that most hotels have a standard way of cleaning the rooms?
There would be operational procedures in every room, and there'd be checklists, and there's supervisors who go in and check rooms after they have been serviced. But they are hotel rooms and they are guest rooms, and you're not staying in a room that has never been used before, and you're not staying in your own room. So there is all sorts of different standards and levels of hygiene and all of that. But one of the areas which drives me around the twist is teas made in bedrooms, the cup of tea and the cup of coffee. Because I think of all the things in the room, that is actually the dirtiest of them all.
Oh, why so?
Yeah, because you've stayed in many hotels and I've stayed in many hotels. And in all my years going to hotels, I have never met anyone coming down a corridor with a tray of clean cups. So that begs the question, where were they washed? You never think of that, no?
No, I never thought of that.
No. And then the next question is, what are they dried in? So the combination of the two of those things wouldn't do my heart any good. Thanks be to God, I don't drink tea or coffee, so I'm exempt from the exposure to it. But it is the one thing in a room that I would be extremely cautious of.
That would apply to glasses then as well, would it?
Glasses, yeah. Sometimes you get the glasses, they come in the little, and they do a little plastic pouch in the glasses, which isn't environmentally friendly in these days. But likewise, open glasses in rooms, anything that's in the room is generally cleaned in the room. So the beds, the mattresses are turned probably every month or thereabouts and hoovered. And sometimes people get in professional cleaning companies to do jobs on mattresses. Pillows, again, taken out, aired, and duvets likewise. But the actual stuff that stays in the room are the cups, the saucers and the glasses. They rarely leave a room. I've never in my life experienced anyone walking down the corridor of a hotel with a tray of clean cups or glasses.
Yeah.
So that's the one that you'd scald. If you're staying and you're having a cup of tea, you boil the kettle, scald the cup, and either a clean handkerchief or something belonging to yourself, dry it, or a fresh towel, and then have your cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I would never have ever, and I don't drink tea or coffee, as I say, but I would never recommend that you make a cup of tea in it immediately and have it, because you just don't know where it has been. That's the one thing in it all that drives me around the twist.
Oh, God. Now, I mean, it would be all sheets are changed in all hotel rooms every day. Would that be pretty industry standard? Oh, really?
Not every day. Every second day.
Yeah.
Every second day, sheets would generally be changed in 3-4-star hotels. In 5-star hotels, they'd be changed every day. But again, there's an environmental question in that. Do you need sheets changed every single day if you're staying in the hotel for a week and you're on your holidays? Probably not. How often would you change your sheets at home?
Exactly.
Once or 10 days?
Yeah.
Something in that region. It would be a slightly overkill in my mind if you were in a place for a week and it was changed every day. I just think environmentally that's probably not right in the amount of water and detergents that are used to wash sheets. But certainly every second day and perhaps every third day in a 3-star or a 4-star.
Yeah. OK, well, that's probably fair enough. At the same time, you know, sometimes you get a throw or something on the bed.
Yes. Do you know why it's called a throw?
Why?
Because you throw it out of the bed. No, dirty thing too.
Yeah,
those are all fillers. They're like cushions on chairs and things of that nature. If you don't need it, don't have it.
That's a good question. So, you know, sometimes you go into a hotel and it tends to be now, in fairness, a kind of a more upmarket hotel. And the bed is covered in various pillows. Yeah. And why do they do that?
it'll take you 10 minutes to get into the bed by the time you take off all the cushions.
Yes.
And find some place to put them. That's just called dressing, okay? Mm. And that's put together for first impression, that when you walk in, you say, oh, wow, isn't this lovely? Because you probably don't have that extent of detail in your own bedding at home.
Yeah.
Now, I do have to say my brother, who'd be fairly opinionated on this subject, would in his own bedroom genuinely have 6 or 7 cushions at various different angles, puffed up in various different ways, and he would put them back on his bed every morning. Now,
really?
I would get out. My father had a great saying years ago, Lord have mercy on him. He said, listen, there was nothing wrong with the bed when you got out of it. So even if you were to get back into it the way you got out, which you should be happy. But anyway, everyone is different.
Well, it's true. There can be a visual thing there as well. Also,
yes.
Now, again,
yes.
This is probably a more upmarket hotel. That, you know, the remote control will be in a bag. Now, does that mean they've cleaned the remote control or?
Yeah. That came in COVID and they were sprayed and cleaned and sanitized and put in a bag. To be honest with you, in my mind, if you follow things through to that detail, you won't leave home. Because when you're going down the stairs, you put your hand on the handrail and loads of other people have touched that. You'll go into the room, the handle and the door goes into it. Some people use the handle going into a bathroom or into a door. Other people push the doors. So it's impossible to clean everything in its entirety. I think if everything gets a good cleaning, the plastic bag it goes in, I think that's 10 times worse.
Yeah.
I would be nervous if I was in a hotel and I got a remote control with chewed edges. I would be kind of concerned at that hour. it was obviously a thriller, but anyway, it would be and the other thing now, which I would be personally very conscious of, is bathroom doors when you're coming out of a bathroom.
Mm.
A public bathroom. I would generally wait until someone was coming in.
Yes. Or if you can give it a kick.
And then when they open the door, then you put your foot in and out you go and you don't touch anything. But that would be like, but hotel bedrooms by their nature are well serviced, generally speaking, and certainly in the 4 and the 5 star and 3 star market as well, they would be professionally serviced with proper detergents and proper supervision. So I wouldn't be as worried about general hygiene. I don't think of actually, we're filming today in Mitchellstown for At Your Service. And of all the programs we have done in At Your Service, there was one hotel, I'm not going to tell you what it was, where I slept in the car because I could not possibly sleep in the room. It was rank.
Gosh.
So they actually had a very unique business and are still open to this day. But I just said, no, sorry, folks, just can't do this. And I slept in the car. But that would be extremely rare now.
Yeah. Oh, no, I would imagine so.
And to go back to your point about the throw, in today's world, with better design of hotel rooms, the actual throw is not it. The rooms are better without them.
Yeah.
And with a proper duvet and a proper cover properly ironed and properly laundered, it is superbly impressive. Like if you stay in the Merion Hotel in Dublin, they do all their linen in-house. The quality of their linen on their beds is exemplary. And so you wouldn't want to throw on the bed because it takes away from it.
Yeah.
So sometimes, very often, things like that are put in to cover up other things, where the ironing of the sheets, which is an art form in itself, to get a full sheet for a super king-size bed, absolutely wrinkle-free, it's easier to throw on it, make the thing look nice and cover up something underneath. But the good properties will have that mastered and present their beds in a professional way without any additions.
Right, that's interesting then. Yeah, there is a throw. Are they trying to hide something? Just going back to that, what you were saying about the cups. Did the kettles get a bit of an out clean out every now and again?
Well, okay, a kettle gets a clean in the handle, like get a wipe of a cloth or something of that nature. But to be fair to the kettle boils. So there's not going to be much living in the kettle, and you don't put your lips to the kettle and drink it. It's a different it's a different thing. Well, I don't know about you personally, but anyway, generally speaking, people don't. But the cup is a different kettle of fish, because the cup could be in the bedroom for 12 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have no time for teas made in bedrooms. I think that the dirtiest thing that were ever introduced to any hotel anywhere around the world. And I think there's something wrong if you're staying in the hotel and you can't get a cup of tea delivered to your door from the hotel itself, totally fresh with fresh milk. None of these little small cartons and proper sugars and all of that. I think when you're away, you treat yourself. I fully understand you want to wake at 4 o'clock in the morning. You want a cup of tea. It's nice to have a cup of tea, but it you scald the cup before you have it. And that's the best way around that.
John, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was John Brennan there, the hotelier. And as you heard there, co-host of At Your Service, which they are filming as we speak. Timmy, who's in Killarney, says, one time I stayed in a dodgy motel in the US. The TV remote was screwed to the bedside locker. You have to lift and direct the bedside locker to change the TV channels. I checked out early. That doesn't mean it was dirty. That just means, obviously, people enjoyed stealing them. The extra cushions are worse than the throw, says one texter. Someone else says, in my experience, the more basic hotels are cleaner. yeah, I suppose it can. No, the amount of stars a hotel has mightn't necessarily be contingent upon the cleanliness at all. I bring my own sleep suit and pillow to hotels. I don't want to catch lice and bed bugs and crabs. Gosh, you're really leaning into that idea, aren't you? I use the throw in a hotel bed to block the light coming in under the door normally, or as an additional curtain if there's too much light coming in. I also always bring my own mug. John says, when my wife and I check into a hotel for two or three nights, the first thing we do is tell them to leave our room alone, please. Our towels are fine. The bed is fine. If we want anything, we will ask. Thank you. Which is completely fair enough. As John Brennan was saying there, you don't need to have those things changed every day. Someone else says Airbnbs are the worst. I once stayed in an Airbnb in London. The owner was in the apartment. The whole bathroom was covered in hair. Made me sick. Oh, yuck. The Hotel Corp revelation is the most shocking thing I've heard in a while. I will remember where I was when I heard John say it. I literally spat out my tea, even though I'm in my own kitchen, not in a dirty hotel room. Well, you don't know for certain that it's dirty, but it's probably, as John suggested there, if you are going to use it, give it a bit of a scald, really, beforehand. I was staying in a hotel in Florida before, beside the airport. Pulled back the sheets after getting into bed and there was a big red stain on the sheets. I was shocked and slept in the rental car instead. Ah! And of course, it's Florida. Somebody could have got shot there. Don't mind what you might first think it might be. I totally agree with them. I always wash the cups, glasses with soap and scald them in boiling water. Ick, says the texter. Someone else says, I never use the kettles in hotel rooms. After an air steward told me his female colleagues used the kettles to boil their underwear. You got to salute that innovation there. I worked in a now prestigious hotel and I was told, catch one of the towels and wipe the whole bathroom with it. But then are you supposed to just leave the towel back then for the punters to use? If that's the case, that's kind of disgusting. And I used to work in housekeeping in a 4-star hotel in Limerick. And I was trained to wash the tea and coffee cups in the skin using just hot water, but no washing up liquid. We were told to dry the cup or mug with the used pillowcase. I grimaced when I was told this by the supervisor. And she said defensively, oh, but you use the inside. You use the inside of the used pillowcase. Disgusting. I personally always used a clean new pillowcase when drying cups. You're welcome. And Dan says, my issue is the cups for coffee or tea are like bloody egg cups. Put in some mugs. Yes, there's that. But, you know, the bigger they are, the more bacteria they will be carrying. And Steve from Scotland says, there was a program in England that she went along testing the cleanliness of hotels. They once took a swab from a cup and it came back. There were traces of semen. It's baffling even how that could have happened. I forgot to give my sample to the local AI clinic. Anyway.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.